Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh.
Who's that I see walking?
Give us another off the bar. Cause I'm a drunken guitar. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's the Hound. I'm driving. Hope you're all having a fabulous holiday weekend. And this is WFMU East Orange. That was Johnny Guitar Watson with some space guitar by request. We heard the Storms with Thunder, the Reekers grinding, Link Ray with Hang On. We opened up with Tommy Steele and Big Jim Sullivan and drunk guitar. Anyway, we got in the studio live with us right here, the Blonde Bomber from Dallas, Mr. Ronnie Dawson. You can step in this way. There's a seat there and a microphone.
What's happening, Hound?
Oh, a little of this, a whole bunch of that. How are you?
No, I'm not bad, man. Not bad.
And you're playing tonight over at Maxwell's in Hoboken.
Yes.
For those who missed it last time, it was one of the greatest rock and roll shows of the year. It was the real thing. No two ways about it.
Thank you, man.
We got a little duck mat tonight.
Yeah?
It's kind of like being in a chicken shack down here on a nice day like this. That's what that is.
Yeah.
But
I feel right at home with that. I was raised in a hen house, you know.
Yeah, I hate chickens. There was a chicken farm across from where I grew up.
Really?
Yeah, I can't stand them. Nasty, mean animals. When I was a little kid, one attacked me.
Big, yeah, they will.
Right in my chest.
The damn roosters will, won't they?
Yeah,
get you.
Never like chickens. I'll go to a cockfight at any time and watch
too.
Them kill each other. It was such a huge industry, too, until Jimmy Carter came along and ruined it.
Really is, man.
Yeah. So, you have this record that's been out about 6 months, Rockin' Bones, Ronnie Dawson.
Yeah.
Which is an LP. For those of you unfamiliar, yeah. Ronnie made some of the classic rockabilly records in the 50s, Rockin' Bones, Action Packed. We play them here all the time. You know what they are. And you got a new record coming out, recorded over in England.
Right. A couple of weeks ago, we did about 14 new sides or 15.
So you're on your way back from England?
Yeah.
Oh, so what kind of places were you playing there this time?
We played the Rock and Roll Weekends. I don't know if you know what they are over there.
Where the Teddy Boys get together and...
Yeah, they'll be like a whole weekend. They start gathering on Friday and they just stay on the camp there and they'll have different bands and different groups.
So who are you playing with over there?
Big Al Downing.
Big Al Downing?
Yeah.
Of Down on the Farm fame.
Uh-huh.
And what are the crowds like? How big, you know?
Well, the crowds at the Rock and Roll Weekends were big, you know. I think the second one we played was Weymouth in England, and that was probably about 1,500, something like that.
Wow.
So that was nice. It was crazy.
So what does it feel like to hear these people requesting these songs, these old songs?
Well,
Did you have to go back and relearn them all?
Yeah, when I was here doing the show before, I hadn't done those songs in a long time before we did them in rehearsal and actually did them on the gig.
Well,
you know, Action Packed and Rockin' Bones.
So did you have to go out and find copies of the records and figure out how to play them?
Yeah, well, Barney had to send me a tape of them, you know, after I gave them to him. He had to send me a tape of them so I could learn them.
That's great.
Yeah, man.
Well, we're going to hear this one. This was actually our biggest request item of January. This is Doo Doo Doo. This came out under the name of Commonwealth Jones in what year?
It's about 60, I guess. That was the first one of the Commonwealth Jones series, so... Probably not 1960, I think.
And then we're going to go into something from Ronnie's new LP. What do we have queued up here? Rockin' Dog, I think.
Yeah, that's for you, man. That's dedicated to you.
I thank you.
Yeah.
In our series of, we like dog songs here.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to hit it this time with Doo Doo Doo. And Ronnie will be at Maxwell's tonight about midnight, you know, midnight, with the Rat Bastards, who are definitely worth seeing, too.
Do. This is a hit!
You know, I met a little chick down at the bar and grill. She said, oh, Dad, you know, you give me a thrill. I really love the way you let me sing that song. Hey, hey, cat, they go a whole hog. But wait a minute, kitty, I'm no cat. I'm a dog. So I took a little chicken out on a date. Man, she's something special, man, and like it was great. But when we get home, I walked to her door. She started drinking at me like I was a big boy. Her eyes started bugging out just like a frog. Wait a minute, Daddy, now don't kiss dogs. Rock and dog. Yes, drop, rock and dog. Wait a minute, Daddy, you're no cat. You're a dog. Another man enters and she's not at home. She never lets me in when I come at night. She's always back when I'm with a double talking job. I got a good grip like a bump on the log. I got a reputation as a rockin' dog, rockin' dog. Rockin' dog. I got a grip sitting like a bump on the log. I got a reputation as a rockin' dog.
I want to leave and have a memory when I go. I want to leave something to let the whole world know. The rock and roll daddy has done passed on, but the bones keep rocking long after I'm gone. Roll on!
This is a hit!
Hey, you P.I.A.
A bold breeze swept through him as he looked up in the sky. He saw the riders coming high, and he heard the mournful cry.
This am WFMU East Orange. The sound of Ronnie Dawson, the Blonde Bomber, Now and Then. And that was Ghost Riders in the Sky, which was recorded a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
In England.
In England.
And Mr. Barney here, was that a... You have something to do with that?
Yeah, yeah.
Not one I'm talking about. And then we heard Rockin' Bones, which was one of the most amazing records I ever made. That was Ronnie back in, what year is that, 57, 8?
Yeah, 3 or 4 years ago, something like that.
And then we heard Rockin' Dog, also from the upcoming Ronnie Dawson album. We opened up with Doo Doo Doo. And Ronnie, that your guitar sound sounds exactly the same now as it did then. Just that stinging sound of the 1948 Broadcaster that anybody who went out to Maxwell's last time got to see. Did you bring it with you this time?
Yeah, I got it.
That's a beautiful guitar.
I ain't gonna tell anybody where it is, but I got it.
It's under lock and key, armed guards.
Yes.
So, you're probably one of the most bootlegged guys in the field of rockabilly.
That's what I heard, yeah.
There's at least five or six albums that have either Rockin' Bones or Action Packed or Doo 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 on it. Mm-hmm. And bootleg singles of both. Does this bother you at all?
No, it doesn't anymore. Now that I understand, because if it hadn't been for those, I probably never would have gotten the album put out, and Barney probably never would have heard the record, you know.
Right, so now it is available legally, so if you want to see Ronnie get royalties, you have to buy this album here. But I'll hold it up to the microphone. Rockin' Bones on No Hit Records.
Yeah.
It's a British import, but it's available. They have it at Midnight and Venus and Final Vinyl and all the, you know, those type of stores. They have it in Tower Records.
Yeah. I appreciate all the sales, too. I know these people worked hard. Tim Warren worked hard on it with Griff Records. He worked hard to sell it. And he's here, too.
Tim is with us. Tim, you want to step in here and take a bow?
Come in.
There's something I want you to tell people.
What's that?
Well, one of these people who bootlegged Rockin' Bones, J.D. Martignon of Midnight Records, he attempted to pay you. I want somebody to verify this. Attempted to pay you $40 to hit me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you wouldn't give me the 40 so I could double my money.
I wouldn't bother. I really wouldn't bother. Not.
I could have doubled it and had 80 if I hit you both.
Yeah. But so when you go into Midnight Records, folks, feel free to smack the owner. And know that not only Was he? See, he would pay somebody to hit me, but he wouldn't pay Ronnie royalties on the Rockin' Bones, which he bootlegged on there.
Ask
what was
Ronnie
the name of that record?
His door kicking appearance at midnight last February.
And we can verify this, folks. Don't even bother calling your lawyer. We have a taped phone conversation that we can use in court to prove it. Anyway, you like this? I like the chickens. We're kind of in the chicken shack mode today. By the way, we'd like to say congratulations to Jay Godfrey of the world-famous Blue Jays, who's getting married today to Gretchen up in Connecticut. That's where Roscoe and Il Bruce are today at the wedding. And congratulations, folks. A couple of things to announce. Ronnie Dawson will be at Maxwell's in Hoboken tonight. I saw him there last time. It's the best rock and roll show you're going to ever see in your life, so get down there. And it's a nice holiday weekend. It won't be too jam-packed anywhere. It'll be easier to park and all that. Irma Thomas is at the Lone Star tonight, and Sammy Price, our old pal, is at Telephone, which is on 2nd Avenue between 9th and 10th Street, and he'll be there every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the next 3 weeks. So you can go down there and watch Sammy pound on the ivories. Anyway, this next thing we have queued up, a Ronnie Dawson record, came out on the Backbeat label. How'd you get hooked up with Backbeat? They were a subsidiary of Duke Peacock, a big R&B label.
Yeah, well, I cut Action Fact and Rockin' Bones and a thing called Green Eyed Cat. And after we cut them, then they were submitted to Backbeat Records and Don Robey, and they just leased them from there.
Did you get to meet Don Robey?
Oh, yes.
What was he like?
I got to have him tell me that I didn't have what it took to sing the blues.
Don Robey is the man who almost crippled Little Richard by beating him up. And one of the most notorious gangster record company owners in the South at the time.
Yeah.
Had an amazing catalog of gospel and R&B and all kinds of stuff.
Well, he just said that I didn't have any business doing that kind of material, and that you had to have it here. And he held his chest like this. You know, he says, you have it here to do that. So these fellas that do that have it up here, you know.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing you didn't get too involved with him. Look what happened to poor Johnny Ace.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
All kinds of weird rumors about
very
that
strange
one.
Behavior.
Yeah. But the record came out, and it is a classic. It's been bootlegged enough times to prove it. And let's hear it one time, action-packed, and Ronnie Dawson.
Give me the downbeat, Mastro. I want to lay it on the line. Because everything I do, I want to do it in double time. When I take a ride in my car, I let it roll. Hear me? I said let it roll. Feel that wind in my face, nice and cold. If you chicks are timid, you just better turn back. Cause when I take a ride in my car, it's gotta be action back. Hear me? Action back. Well, if your music's gonna move me, well, I've gotta feel the beat. Neck and soul for the heart, I wanna beat for the feet. Hear me? I said beat for the feet. If you play it slow and easy,
this is a hit! Thank you. meanwhile back in the States.
Yep, it's the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. Put the Santa Ronnie Dawson in, Jump and Run. The echo sounds a little funny. Anyway, we heard This Is the Night from the upcoming Ronnie Dawson album. We open up with Action Packed. When is the new record scheduled to hit? What's it going to be called and all that? About a month?
It's probably going to be called Back on My Old Stomping Ground.
Back in My Old Stomping Ground on, what's the name?
On No Hit Records.
On One Hit Records. Is that One Hit number two?
Yeah, that's it.
Ronnie will be at Maxwell's in Hoboken tonight, folks, and it's highly recommended for a rockin' good time, some severe stomping going on. So what do you do nowadays? What's your life like? You live in Dallas?
Well, I'm doing radio and TV commercials when I can.
As a musician?
As a musician and as an announcer, mostly as a singer and announcer.
What kind of commercials have you been doing? A friend of mine saw you on a bread commercial.
Yeah, I did a bread commercial. I did several Aunt Jemima commercials and a lot of local bread commercials.
Aunt Jemima commercial, what was that like?
I can't remember how it went now, but I did theirs for about 4 years.
Wow.
Something like that, 4 years in a row. And I did Manor Bread for a while, too, before Anheuser-Busch bought them out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Last time you were here, you were telling me this story about Ray Sharp, a black rock and roll singer who did Linda Lou and Monkey's Uncle, various other good numbers. And he had an idea for you two to start a review. You want to tell us that story again?
The original Outrageous Oreo Cookie. Yeah, that was Ray's idea. He wanted to sing country. He wanted to do the country side, and he wanted me to do the R&B stuff, you know. And we'd get on, we'd have us an act and go on and do club dates and things like that.
I think that would go over pretty great.
You think it would here?
Yeah, you know, for the Vegas thing.
Yeah.
And then you can take it to Europe and make a fortune.
Oh.
You know, Monterey. By the way, Ronnie was supposed to be playing at Siberia in Manhattan, and that fell through because Siberia closed. But, you know, Manhattan clubs, next time Ronnie comes through, you should definitely book them. Guaranteed big crowd. Guaranteed rocking good, great show. So, you know, I mean, Jesus, booking all these horrible bands all over town, and we only get one Ronnie Dawson show every 6 months. So think about that, folks.
What about the freaks, man?
The what? Who's out there yelling? Somebody's on the other side of the board.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do we have queued up here? This is congratulations to me. This is the flip side of Rockin' Bones. Any particular any story about this one?
Oh, well, this song was written by the guy that wrote Crying in the Chapel, Artie Glenn.
And how did Rockin' Bones come to you?
Oh, I'll tell you what, Artie was Ray Sharp's manager. He was his first manager too. I forgot about that. So we're all pretty close down there, you know, at one point.
So everybody down there kind of knows each other.
Yeah. Matter of fact, he did it. Matter of fact, Ray did the demo on this song that when I learned it off of Ray's demo.
Wow.
I just now thought of that. Did I ever tell you that before? I just now thought of it.
There you
go.
Because
I remember there's a guitar on the front of it that I couldn't match, so I just played it like this.
All right, we're going to hear this one. Then we're going to go back into our regular set and bring Ronnie Dawson back a little bit later. WFMU, East Orange.
Young girl. you guys to gather around while I tell you about this brand new job I found. Now, if you can't get close, just lend me your ear, 'cause this is something I want you all to hear. Last night, Paul looked me right dead in the eye. He said, son, what would you do if I should happen to die? So you better get out of here, boy, and try to find yourself something to do, 'cause I'm getting mighty sick and tired of taking care of you. Now, Ma heard him talking, and she started to cry. But I could tell from the looks in his eye that he wasn't lying. So I had to get out, fellas, and try to find myself something to do. Of course, I know it all along that good jobs are so few. But this morning while standing down on the corner high, a nice clean job came strutting by.
What? Jobs walking down the street?
Yeah, man, she was the cutest little job you ever did meet. She was neat and she was sweet from her head to her feet. Now we got all acquainted and everything's all right, 'cause I'm working with my baby. Boy, we sure have plenty of fun. Yes, I'm working with my baby. Man, we sure have plenty of fun. We work from dawn to sunset, trying to get our day's work done. Yes, we work in a candy kitchen. She makes my lollipop. Well, we work in a candy kitchen. She makes my lollipop. Every time we start working, she says, Daddy, Daddy, please don't stop. She's got great big pretty legs. She's shaped up in the middle. I love to work with her, 'cause she makes my peanut brittle. Working with my baby, boy, she loves to work with me. I guess we'll just keep on working till we raise a family.
You gotta jump like a jumper, move like a moon cow, bop like a bobcat. But don't do that, don't mess with my dovetails. Don't mess with my dovetails. If you mess with my dovetails, I'm gonna get so mad at you. With my big shotgun, if you don't love me, woman, you ain't got no sin. Claudie, Miss Claudie, don't you jump that fence. Don't mess with my ducktail. Don't mess with my ducktail. If you mess with my ducktail, gonna get so mad at you. Here we go again. Don't mess with my ducktail. 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 If you mess with my ducktail, gonna get so mad at you. Shoes. I know you dig my real cool pants. I know you dig the way I bop. When you mess with my ducktails, you better stop. Don't mess with my ducktails. Don't mess with my ducktails. If you mess with my ducktails, I'm gonna get so mad at you. Duck tails, honey, quit messing with them, please, honey. Don't do that, you know how it is, honey. I don't like to gripe, but you know how it is, honey. Please don't mess with them, man. Leave my duck tails alone. I've been trying to comb them for 5 years now. You leave them alone, honey. Please don't mess with my duck tails now. Don't you do that now. Leave them alone. Quit it now, quit it.
yeah, 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 yeah. She's a real tutti frutti, my ever-loving cutie. My love for her will never grow old. She got lips like wine, she kisses real fine, and I hope someday she'll be mine, oh mine.
Troubles him, I'll tell you what. I got a snake eye, mama, got a shimmy and a shake all the time. Oh, got a snake eye, mama, got a shimmy and a shake all the time. Time, 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 time,
before it's too late, trying to get away from that jail bait. It's a rough temptation, but a common invitation and a good association, but a quick elimination that will take you out of circulation. Yes, I'm talking about that younger generation. So take my advice, fellas, for goodness sake, 15, 16, 17, that's jail bait. Now they swear that they're in love, that you and her are my stars above, and she's looking mighty good, just like a young girl should. We try to tell you no, and let that young girl go. But you know it all. You have yourself a ball. And now that it is too late, as you look from cell number 8, I tried to tell your mate. Seventeen and a half is still jailbait. So tomorrow's the date for the trial of jailbait. And this you watch and see. The young girl will go free, and you'll get 1 to 3. So out the door she walks, to another man she talks. Before you can count from 1 to 8, another man in for jailbait.
Please, Mr. Judge, you just let me go this time. I ain't gonna mess with them young girls no more. I swear I ain't gonna bother them no more, Mr. Judge. I ain't gonna bother none 15. I ain't gonna bother none 16. I ain't gonna bother none 17. I ain't gonna mess with none 18. I'ma leave that 20 young ones alone too. I'ma get my girl about 42. If you just believe what I say, let me go, Mr. Judge. Please, Mr. Judge, I ain't gonna bother the young girls no more. Give me a break, Mr. Judge. Please, Mr. Judge.
Back in the jungle.
Yep, it's Sam, WFMU, East Orange. That was Ronnie Dawson in Straight Skirts. We heard Andre Williams with Jailbait. By overwhelming request, we retired it for a while. But Don Cole, Snake Eyed Mama, Art Neville with Arabian Love Call, Rudy Cootie Grayzel and Ducktail, and Calvin Bowes with Working With My Baby. We open up with Ronnie Dawson and Congratulations to Me. This is WFMU, East Orange. I'm the Hound. And we have Ronnie Dawson sitting with us right here. Let's bring down the little loop there.
Yeah.
And you're at Maxwell's tonight in Hoboken.
That's right.
The folks should come out for this. Tell them what to expect.
Well, a little bit of what they've heard here and a little more. Some cover songs that I like. And maybe several off this new album I'm planning to do. You know, I did an Eddie Clearwater tune on here. Are you familiar with him?
Yeah.
He did a song of his on here called Hillbilly Blues.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, we play that all the time. That came out under the name of Clearwaters.
Yeah.
Eddie Clearwater is one of the great dressers in blues history.
I heard,
he had a matching, like, a leopard skin guitar and suit.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. And he's a maniac with it. He's, you know, play it around his head and sort of stick it in there sideways.
Yeah, man. Well, this was a good cut that he did on it. Hopefully they did something close to it.
Yeah, we should cue that up.
Yeah.
Hey, Barney.
It's the next, the last one, I think, on that. Side two.
Well, we'll get that queued up in a second.
Yeah.
Anyway, we haven't done any news report today. We usually do a little bit of news. What do we got here out of the paper? My favorite news story of the week. The U.S. government, the trade deficit is in such trouble, and to raise money, they've taken to this is God's honest truth, selling pictures of Elvis Presley with Richard Nixon. They come in four sizes, 8x10, 11x14, 16x20, and 20x24. The government will send you your photocopies of these pictures for free if you want to buy prints. This is... I'm not going to repeat this. Get a pen if you're interested. I'm going to give you the address. If you want to buy pictures of Elvis with Richard Nixon, I think the 8x10 print is $5.25, and you write to Richard E. McNeil, Archives Specialist, Nixon Presidential Materials Project, National Archives and Records Administration, Washington, D.C., 20408. And why they're selling pictures of Richard Nixon and Elvis, I have no idea, except for the fact that they think they'll make some money off it. But I think the Presley estate should maybe put a clamp on that. It's bad for his image.
Yeah.
Very bad.
In a scene right out of King of Comedy, David Letterman's house was commandeered by a young lady last week. She was caught driving his Porsche through the Lincoln Tunnel. She didn't have $3 to get through it. And she came back today. They threw her out, and she came back. And I think Dave should keep her. Here's a good one. Scanty Scam Bear. Dave Sanders likes to phone women and ask them for their underwear, and they give it to him. About 50, as it says here in the Daily News, brunettes, blondes, and redheads, all gorgeous, according to investigators, gave him some of their most intimate belongings. Wigs, bras, bikini panties, some Fredericks of Hollywood specials, black nylon stockings, girders, and garterbelts were found in plain brown bags stacked in Sanders' bachelor pad in Peoria. Why is that illegal? Why was he arrested? Sanders, a golf shop worker for the Peoria Parks Department, pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor theft, was fined $500 in order to undergo psychiatric treatment. Detective Detano that they interviewed, said only two women complained. Most were simply too embarrassed. This one, she was really mad. She'd given him a wig, some underwear, a nightie from Frederick's, expensive stuff, so she tracked him down.
He just phones them up randomly and they'd send him this stuff? Or what?
Yeah. He probably knew who they were if they were all gorgeous. Sonny Bono was in the news. It's been a big day for Sonny, big year for Sonny and Cher so far. Palm Springs Mayor Sonny Bono said yesterday a family squabble has led to the dismissal of his mother and stepfather from their jobs at his popular restaurant in the desert tourist Mecca. That's Palm Springs, folks. I am very hurt and upset about it, said Bono's stepfather, Tony Rose, 60. Rose walked out as acting general manager of Bono's restaurant after a dispute with another man hired to take over the managerial duties. Sonny, I thought you were a nice kid. Treat your mom like that. Hooker tells of swag nights. A prostitute claims TV evangelist Jimmy Swaggart engaged in sexual intercourse with her once and asked that her 9-year-old daughter watch the sex acts.
Get that guy.
Jimmy Lee Swaggart. Yeah, I like that all this has come out because he turns out Jerry Lee Lewis hasn't really done anything worse than his non-tax-paying cousin. The article in this July issue of Penthouse alleged Swaggart's sexual encounters to say engaged in, said blah, 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 blah. Let's see, let me get right to the juicy parts, folks. She also said Swaggart performed oral sex on her more than once. Nice of him. And here's the quote from her. God, what a kinky freak. Here he is up there preaching for all this money, and when I see him, he's kinky and cheap, too. She said Swaggart was unwilling most times to pay her the going rate of $30 or $40 for her to perform oral sex. And after requesting that she had her 9-year-old daughter watch these sex acts, she said, you can do whatever turns you on, but don't ever mention my daughter again. Yikes, so don't be sending any money off to Jimmy Lee Swagger. Just give it to some poor person on the corner if you feel compelled to throw your money away.
Send letter bombs to Swagger.
What else is going on here? We have things to renounce here.
What about the guy at a baseball bat?
Oh, that's too gruesome. About five teachers were slaughtered in New York schools this week. One was hit with a baseball bat, and one got an M80 thrown at her. Don't go near a New York City school, kids. You're safer at home in front of the TV. Ronnie Dawson tonight at Maxwell's. Irma Thomas will be at the Lone Star tonight. Sammy Price at Telephone. Albert King will be at the Village Gate on Thompson and Bleecker Street tonight and tomorrow. Our old pal Lazy Lester Thursday at the Lone Star Cafe. Mr. Please, Please Don't Hurt Me, James Brown, Friday at the Lone Star. And Angel, he was Angel Dusting, James Brown. I find that hard to believe, but, you know, it was in the paper. Albert Collins will be at the Ritz Friday night. Chuck Berry at the Ritz Saturday night. He's actually worth seeing at the Ritz. The band there is pretty good. They actually know Chuck Berry songs. Oh, yeah, the Dog Style volume. We've been getting a lot of people who didn't get a Dog Style cassette in the marathon. How do you get your Dog Style cassette? I'm only going to say this once, so get a pen. You send me a blank 90-minute cassette, B, a self-addressed stand envelope, the kind that you can fit a cassette in. First-class postage for that weight is $1.05, and a letter, 50 words or less, Why I Love the Hound. And you can send that to Dog Style, WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange, 07019. Don't call here and ask, because I don't want to repeat myself. I'll announce it again next week. And what do we have queued up here? Another one by Ronnie Dawson, Tied to Your Wagon. You be doing this one tonight?
No, I'm on your wagon.
I'm on your wagon.
Yeah, I like Tied to Your Wagon better.
Yeah, I was thinking of Tied Down, another Ronnie Dawson song that we'll be hearing in a few minutes.
Are you going to do this tonight?
Which one is this? I'm on your wagon.
Yeah, I'm on your wagon. You will be doing this. And it sounds just like the record, folks. So get out there at Maxwell's, say hi, put some money in Todd's pocket, and maybe he'll buy me a drink.
Yeah, I'm actually going to put some helium for this one.
Some helium? Really? Great.
Another joke. Week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
If I tell a Johnny Fine I'm not lying, oh baby. If I tell a Johnny Fine I'm not lying, oh baby. Baby, you're the one for me. Thank you.
bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
Wild Wagon Mistake. Yep, that's the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. Ronnie Dawson working out on the old Eddie Clearwater number, Hillbilly Blues. We heard the Royal Jokers with I Don't Like You That Much. Long John Hunter at Midnight Stroll. Big Al Downing with Oh Babe. The Diablos, Jump, Shake, and Move, and we opened up with Ronnie Dawson in On Your Wagon. You played with Big Al Downing. What's his stage act like these days?
Well, I didn't see too much of him, but the guys said that he did like a 50s review type of thing.
He's playing piano and just pounding them out.
Golden oldies, yeah, pretty much.
So this Hillbilly Blues we heard is on this forthcoming Ronnie Dawson album.
Yeah.
On the one-hit label. The name of the album again was?
Back on My Old Stomping Grounds, I think. Or
Back on
like
My
that.
Own Stomping Grounds.
Yeah, I used to stomp a lot around those areas.
So you worked as a studio musician for
as a singer,
time.
As a singer and an announcer. And I used to make my living on the drums. I played on several.
You want to talk about the hit records you played on?
Yeah, I played on Hey Paula.
The Bruce Chanel
song, Hey Baby. And there's several others. I played on Slim Whitman album. I played Pasteboard. I brought my drums in and set them up, brand new set of drums, and I set them up and played them. And he says, get out the cardboard.
So you worked with Major Bill, right?
Major Bill.
What was he like?
Well, he's pretty interesting guy, really. You know, he's written a book now that Elvis, he's convinced that Elvis is still alive, living on an island. He's written this in a book, and he'll really sell you on it if you're around him long enough.
The best one I heard was Charlie Feathers trying to explain that Elvis was actually an albino black.
Is that right? I've never heard that.
He will dead seriously tell you the story, and he'll tell you who Elvis's real dad is, and tell you Vernon wasn't Elvis's dad and all that.
Yeah.
Very straight-faced, completely, with it. You know he believes it, and you know he must have dreamed it or something.
Oh, I know. That's where Bill is, you know. He just really tries to sell you on it.
But he had quite an operation as a producer down there. A lot of different acts.
Yeah. He
a lot of hit records.
He produced all of Paul and Paula's things. Who their names actually, Jill and Ray. Ray Hildebrand, who's a good friend of mine, heard from him not too long ago. He come through town. They were doing a show in Dallas.
As Paul and Paula?
Yeah. And he called me, and he was telling me, we got to laughing about Major Bill, you know. And I says, have you heard from him yet? And he says, yeah, he'd called the guy, the promoter that was promoting the show that they were on, and he wanted to make Ray some kind of presentation. So they were trying to figure out some way to get out of it, you know, because he'll push his way on, you know. So he says, Jill is sitting here right now, and we're rehearsing some of these songs. He said if there was a knock on the door, she'd go straight through the roof, man, thinking it would be Major Bill, because she just freaks him. He freaks her completely out. And a lot of people he does.
And he probably made quite a bit of money over the years, too.
I guess he probably did, yeah.
Yeah, he probably still has the publishing on all those songs.
I'm sure.
A constant source of income.
I'm sure, yeah. And, you know, he was always willing to trade us. Like the guys that played on the session, you know, we'd make $5 a song, most generally. And then sometimes he'd come in with one and he'd say, would you guys be interested in taking a chance on a penny a record on this one? You know, and if it made it, you know, we could collect a penny a record royalties.
Did you ever take him up on it?
Never did take him up on it. We should have on Hey Paula because it sold about $2 million.
Yeah. 2 million pennies adds up.
But he seemed to know. He seemed to know which ones to offer that on.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, so it'd just be the ones he knew were going to flop.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is WFMU East Orange. We better get back to some more music before I fall off the seat here. We're going to bring Ryan Dawson back a little later. We've got the Jaguars.
And a sack. Hi there, this is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound, on WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
Well,
let me hear the playback on that.
Good morning, Judge. I'm here again, just before you and your jury miss. Now, if you give me a chance, I'll try to explain why I deserted my wife, Eva. Now, I know she is my best gal, it's true, but how would you like for your wife to give to you? She gave me beans for my breakfast, beans for my lunch, beans at supper time.
Oh, what a gal!
String beans, baked beans, boiled beans, navy beans, beans, rain or shine. Well, she had no ham, no chicken, no lamb. She gave me beans, 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 boy. Beans for my breakfast, beans for my lunch, beans at supper time. She had string beans, baked beans, boiled beans, navy beans, beans, rain or shine. Well, she had no ham, no chicken, no lamb. She gave me beans, 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 boy. Children over here, let them speak for themselves. Please hear what they have to say. Now gather around here, children, and tell the judge what you made. Go ahead and tell him what your mammy give you each and every single day.
Beans for my breakfast, beans for my lunch, beans at supper time. She had string beans, baked beans, boiled beans, navy beans, beans rain or shine.
Well, she had no ham, no chicken, no lamb. She gave me beans, beans, beans. Now, where can I give my wife every cent? Just to buy the food and pay house rent. But her ways, it filled me with a discontent, so I thought it was best that I leave her. Now I know she's my best gal, it's true, but how would you like for your wife to give to you?
Beans, beans,
beans in the morning.
Beans, beans, beans.
That's what she give me.
Beans, beans,
beans for supper.
Beans, beans, beans.
She's a fool.
Beans, beans, beans.
I'm cutting out.
Beans, no more beans.
Have a chat with Nat about Italian Swiss Colony wine. While talking with some friends the other night, the conversation swung around to Italian Swiss Colony California Pale Dry Sherry. They asked me what makes it so mellow. Well, Nat King Cole doesn't pretend to be a wine expert, but I could answer that one. Italian Swiss Colony Pale Dry Sherry is extra mellow because it's aged in redwood. I enjoy it. I think you will, too. Now, the Yodel Hobby. So smooth. So smooth and mellow. That you just can't miss with Italian Swiss. Italian Swiss Colony Wine. The great.
You need a boot
whiskey blue while he's hammering on the shoes. See, hot sparks are flying like 4th of July. He's even got the hearts that's popping and pop down the avenue. The rhythm, the clang and bang and rhythm. You hit a lot of gig from the blacksmith blue. Billy standing under the chestnut tree. You hear the hammer knocking, and he's a hammer rocking. You see the boogie blue while he's hammering on the shoe. See the hot sparks are flying like 4th of July. He's got the hearts that's popping and pop down the avenue. Oh, the rhythm, the clang and bang and rhythm. You hear a lot of kick from the blacksmith blue.
Not too shabby, Mr. Blassie. Let's go for one more.
Hey, I'm Blassie.
Right, I realize that. I just thought perhaps we could improve on the
you know something, engineer?
Yeah.
I've been wondering about you all afternoon.
Yeah.
Here it is, the middle of summer, and you're sitting there with that thick collar all the way up to your chin.
Yeah, I realize that.
I wonder. Here, let's get a good look at you. I know it, I know it, I know it. Hey, watch it. Fred.
Watch it, Fred, that deck holds 10,000 volts.
Fuck you in and see how you like it.
No.
Come on. Nothing but a pencil neck geek.
Rolls up the back door. Walk on.
Oh,
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
It's the Hound, WFMU, East Orange, with the sound of H-Bomb Ferguson and Midnight Ramble Tonight. Send that one out to the fine folks at Midnight Records. Cookie and the Cupcakes would close up the back door. Chuck Higgins and Blacksmith Blues. The Shadows with Beans. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters with Come On Baby, Let's Shake It. We opened up with the Jaguars and Piccadilly Rose. Anyway, we got a little more news reporting here. Oh no, Bess. This is the front page of the Post today. Bess Meyerson, former Miss America and the former Cultural Affairs Commissioner of New York City, was arrested for shoplifting. Police said she was seen stuffing six bottles of nail polish, five pairs of earrings, a pair of sandals, and some flashlight batteries. Can't go without them. In a shopping bag at Hill Department Store, 10 miles north of Allenwood, where she was visiting her boyfriend, Andy Capasso, Mafia Honcho, in jail. I like how the city of New York is just full. You know, every political department has at least four or five complete sleaze bags running it. There's another good one in here, page 11. Right. Hubby murdered wife number 9, says cops. Didn't anybody get suspicious when 5, 6, and 7, and 8 went? Well, it took to number 8 before the police started watching this guy, something Falanga. Thomas Falanga, who's off 9 wives from Kew Gardens, Queens. She was found dead in their apartment with stab wounds all over her body, according to Queens District Attorney spokesperson John Santucci. He explained away somehow, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, this is not that great of a story, but... something about his car catching fire, target shooting practice, guns in the house, and 9 dead wives. Anyway, forget the news. There are things to announce. First off, and most importantly, what we're plugging here today, Ronnie Dawson, the Blonde Bomber of Dallas, will be at Maxwell's tonight. That's in Hoboken, Washington Street, conveniently located, no matter where you live. Irma Thomas will be at the Lone Star tonight. It'll be very crowded. It was last time. And just when you get her in the room, in a room that small, it's already half the room is gone. Sam Price at Telephone, today, tomorrow, and next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Albert King at the Village Gate Saturday and Sunday, Lazy Lester at the Lone Star on Thursday. And we have Ronnie Dawson sitting with us right here. A little screech of feedback. So have you been playing rock and roll all these years in these bars, or is this?
Not really. I had a country rock band in the 70s, in the early 70s, called Steel Rail. We had a steel guitar player and kind of a rock and roll rhythm section.
So this is just going back and doing all the Chuck Berry songs and stuff. That's just something from like your youth that you just came back to you recently?
Well, I've always done them when I could. You know, on a gig, you might be doing a major part of the program might be country music, but you always can slip in one or two good rock and roll songs. And so I always did.
At some point, you ended up on Swan Records.
Yes.
How did that happen?
We were talking about that last night, and that's about how far we got.
Not a good experience.
No, it was okay. It was different, you know. But it was a completely different type of format than these were. I didn't use my guitar on any of these. And
yeah, it's a shame they couldn't have recorded you like they recorded Freddie Cannon.
I understood that they would. Yeah, I understood that they would at first, because they came down and heard me on a show that I did every Saturday night at the Sportatorium, Big D Jamboree in Dallas. They came down and heard me on that, and they told me that if we can get that sound, we think we can sell some records. But when I come to New York, well, then they had a 12-piece horn band behind me, you know, with no guitar on the session. So it was Frank Slay and Bob Crew wrote all the material, too. So, but it was interesting, you know, for a while. I did four sides with them.
Who were some of the other people that would play at the Big D Jamboree?
Well, Gene Vincent was there quite often. You know, I say quite often, not really, maybe a couple of times a year, because he was on the road a lot. There were people like Joe Pooby.
Groovy Joe Pooby.
Groovy Joe Pooby, whom you know of. And Orville Couch, who'd had a couple of good rockabilly songs, I think.
Who was the absolute wildest of anybody that you saw there?
Oh,
Ronnie Dawson.
Yeah, probably who it was. No. I don't know. It's hard to say. You know, I don't know. I saw Gene Vincent probably had the wildest show of anybody.
He was based out of Dallas for a while.
Yeah, his manager. We had the same manager, and Dale Hawkins was also signed with Ed McLemore at the time. Ed McLemore was all of our managers.
And a few wrestlers.
And a few wrestlers, yeah, you know.
Right, you would play for wrestling matches?
No.
Did ever book you?
No, we had a TV show on Saturday afternoon, and at one point the musical program would come on, a 30-minute musical program would come on, and right afterwards the wrestling would come in the studio right next to us. You know, and they'd have this ring in this little bitty studio, you know.
So did your manager get in the ring with the wrestlers? Was he like the type of manager to
go
in
there? He probably would have a few years ago he would have, but he was a little older when I met him. He had a cauliflower ear, by the way.
So he was an ex-wrestler?
I suppose. Somebody told me that. They said, next time you go in to talk to him, he says, well, look at his ear, man, you know. So I looked and it was cauliflower, right?
Few bad ring experiences for him.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got this thing queued up. This is Ronnie Dawson with Tied Down from the Rock and Bones LP. And we're going to go right into that.
at you, baby. You were going on 23. You said I'm the only one. I said, well, you can't drive me, you gotta tie me down.
Like for your design tonight, you can knock me down, drag me day and night, but if you touch this head, Jack, you gotta fight. So don't you touch my head. Don't you touch my head. Don't you touch my head, cause I just gotta fit myself. Down a mite. If you test this head, you'll get a left and right. Up or side your head. Up or side your head. I go upside your head, cause you to up my bread process.
Come on.
Wow. As a great philosopher once said, you ain't nothing but a hound dog. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You were tired, well, well, that's for your son. You know they said you were tired, well, well, for your son. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit on your head, no, you ain't nothing but a hound dog. You fight all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
That's right, folks. I think it's about that time. Roscoe.
Yo, the hound.
What's going on?
Hey, man. I'm up here in Connecticut.
At a wedding.
I just witnessed a fine thing.
Which is?
Jay getting joined to Gretchen. Under the whole, you know, super-duper domino, domino, mumbo-jumbo deal.
The domino. Bingola. Well... What's the wedding vibe?
Well, the wedding vibe is pretty happening, but I have to let you know how things worked last weekend with the celebrity bowling.
Oh, right. Roscoe went on celebrity bowling last weekend, mission from God kind of thing there. And Dale, you have to put the echo and record in play.
Yeah, the record company flew me out there to the West Coast, and like I said last week when I was in Denver Stapleton, I was really felt that it was time for me to meet Christina Applegate.
Right. For those of you who don't know, that's the little slut blonde on Married with Children, everybody's favorite hateful TV show.
Yeah, she's my favorite little 17-year-old. But anyway, so this, I don't know, divine intervention, mission from God, all those things. I walked into this celebrity bowling deal, sat down at the Enigma Lane, and 5 minutes later, boop, 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 boop. Honest to God, Christina Applegate sits right down. I said to her, I said, you been to any knife fights there lately, babe? She was obviously impressed that I knew great volumes of her work.
Yeah.
She said, I'm very impressed by your work. Actually, you know, schmoozed the babe, lit a couple cigarettes for her, you know. I was a gentleman, if not a leering old gentleman.
A discriminating leer, though.
Yeah, the discriminating leer. And I think I'm going to get Christina down to the Roxy when we play on July 14th. So I kind of like soft-pedaled it, but she's aware of the whole Macho Pines trip.
So if they find her, like, tied spread-eagle to the dressing room door there...
Yeah, wearing one of my old LaCosta shirts. Hey, you know what else is a good vibe, though? Last night, I saw an amazing thing. You know, it's summer, and the short skirts are happening all around town. But then I was reminded of one of my favorite things. When the sun's out a little bit, the short skirts, these girls are feeling fine, and they go bare leg, you know?
Yeah.
Like... bare leg, that skin. Sometimes I wish I could die and come back as a blob of moisturizing cream. You know, it's those bare legs that'll do it to you, huh?
That and other things.
So,
but yeah, the hot weather thing was kind of a shock after like 9 months of rain. You know what I like? I like it's when it's hot and then you get a sudden rainstorm out of nowhere and all these girls that went out wearing hardly anything under their outfits are suddenly naked.
That's when the world becomes a wet T-shirt contest.
Right.
I
saw that Monday.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I freaked when I got to L.A. because I was running around in air conditioning. Finally, I realized I'm standing by a swimming pool in a leather jacket. There's all these people with white pants on. It was just really bizarre.
It ain't easy being cool. Anyway,
yeah, tragically
so...
hip.
So is the proud groom around the
telephone? The groom isn't here, but the Gerald is here.
You want to put on Jeremy?
Yeah, hold on just a second. Here he is. Don't swear, Jeremy.
Yo, this is Jeremy from the world-famous Blue Jays.
He did it.
He got married?
He said I would, or he will.
I think I shouldn't order, but I guess I will.
And he's gonna. We're right here. We're in church.
He took the woman to be his awful wedded wife.
She's awful.
Well, send them congratulations from everybody here at the Hound Show.
We'll do. We're off to the wedding, the blissful jam.
The blissful jam?
The home of the bride there. We got George and his gangsters of love coming down.
Well, if you get out of the wedding early, come down to Maxwell's.
What's going on?
Ronnie Dawson, the blonde bomber.
Well, why don't you drag him out here?
Whichever comes first.
You got it, Hound.
Okay, Jer, thank
you
very much.
Okay, here's the show again.
Uh-oh. A return of the Vibe Meister.
Yo, Han.
Roscoe.
So make sure you play a tune for if you haven't already.
We got one queued up for Jay right here.
Well, but after that for Georgiana and Renee.
Oh, right. Thanks for reminding me of that. I would have never... Georgiana.
There you go.
The names are getting complicated.
I know, but they're exotic, and that's good.
Yep, to the girls on 57th Street. But this next one goes out to Jay.
All right.
Okay, Roscoe, thank you.
Rock out, dude.
The State of the Vibe Report, folks. It always amazes me. Send this one out to Jay.
And a man keeps saying, do you take this woman to be your awful wedded wife? I then start a thinking about her no more winking at the pretty little gals about by. No more dancing and a new romance. And Lord, it made me want to sit down and cry. Oh, no, fool, shooting at a rooting at a tooting with the boys if I take you for my wife. I can't go no place. I gotta look at your face for the rest of my doggone life.
This is it! What am I doing here in the first place? You know I don't go for this marriage bit. I was only kidding. And there's your daddy sitting over there with a shotgun laying across his lap and a big smile on his ugly face. And the man keeps saying, are you gonna take this woman or ain't you? Well, I never started thinking about it. No more winking at the pretty little gal that bobbing my hair. I no more dancing and a new romance. And Lord, it made me want to sit down and cry. Oh, no, blue shooting and a rooting and a tooting with the boys if I take you for my wife. I can't go no place. I gotta look at your face for the rest of my doggone life.
This is it.
Honey, what's this jazz about love, honor, and obey? That cat's talking to me. And look at all these good-looking bridesmaids standing around. Hello, baby. And the man in charge keeps saying, look here, do you take this woman or don't you? Well, then I started thinking about it. No more winking at the pretty little gals about my hair. No more dancing and a new romance. And Lord, it made me want to sit down and cry. Ah, no poo shooting and a rooting and a tooting with the boys if I take you for my wife. I can't go no place. I gotta look at your face for the rest of my doggone life.
This is it!
And the man keeps saying, look here, do you take this woman or don't you? And I say, partner, I don't believe I do. Let me out of here.
In a coconut tree, but everybody was jumping. Things were really getting hot. I grabbed my baby gorilla and we were dancing like a spinning top. I'll be a monkey's apple of music, it never stops. In a coconut tree, but everybody was jumping. Things were really getting hot. I grabbed my baby gorilla and we were dancing like a spinning top. I'll be a monkey's apple, the music it never stopped.
Heart attack, you better get some Minchon on me, baby. Take out some Minchon on me, baby. Cause if you ever, ever say goodbye, I'm gonna hold right off and die. Darling, and I will love you long as I got breath. You better get some insurance on me, baby. Take out some insurance on me, baby. Cause if you ever, ever say goodbye, I'm gonna hold right off and die. Don't get no sick, an accident, cause I'm here as can be. Now if you got anything, you take a hand and get a bit like on me. You don't know me, baby, like I know myself. I could live if you should give all the love to someone else. You better get some insurance on me, baby. Take out some insurance on me, baby. Cause if you ever say goodbye, I'm gonna hold right off and die.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep. Mr. Ham, this is WFMU, East Orange. That was Jimmy Reed. When you really don't know what to do, you can just go for the Jimmy Reed album and put on any song. And that's Take Out Some Insurance on Me, Baby. That goes out to Georgina and Ray. Ray Sharp with Monkey's Uncle. The Big Bopper and the Big Bopper's Wedding. That goes out to Jay and Gretchen. Elvis with a truly out-of-control version of Hound Dog, which the State of the Vibe report sort of randomly fell in somewhere in there. The Five Royales with Say It, J.B. Lenoir, and Don't Touch My Head. We open up with Ronnie Dawson, the Blonde Bomber, and Tied Down. Anyway, things to announce. Gary Lucas, former Captain Beefheart guitar player, will be at the Knitting Factory June 7th and on the Vanilla Bean Show, which goes from 9 to 11 every Thursday morning. You know, we got Dale sitting here. Dale's our filling in road manager for a while.
Yeah, taxi driver.
Yeah. So you got this Russ Meyer thing here.
Yeah, you want to listen to a little bit of that?
Yeah, well, you know, we got about 40 minutes left.
I think there's a date on that, March of 1986.
And exactly what is this? This is Russ Meyer explaining.
Just talking about what he likes to do in his spare time.
Let's hear it.
What he's obsessed with. What many red-blooded American males, or red-blooded human males.
Let's hear a little of this.
Think about it and how much fun it was. And I suppose with those early sexual experiences, see, once I got laid, then I went at it hammer and tong. Yeah. But I went at it in a very precise manner. Not any broad. Yeah. Just specific broads. And I went through mountains of shit just to find those. That was it. Nothing would stop me. I would make it clear that this is what I wanted. See? Yeah. So, because of that, it's been a very...
That's how I got into the film industry, I guess.
Yeah, well, he was a photographer first. During the war.
Unless it was something that I could fantasize over.
I don't know about Russ Meyer's sex life there. But, you know, for those of you who are interested in Russ Meyer's sex life, Dale has copies of this cassette available.
Yeah, send $10.
$10 and a blank cassette to Dale Ashman.
Yeah, can I give my address?
Sure.
Hey, seriously, if you want a copy of the Russ Meyer cassette, send me a blank 60-minute cassette and $5 to Dale Ashman, Russ Meyer, tit tape, breast tape. And it's 55 First Avenue, apartment 16, New York, New York, 10003. Your version of it.
Right.
So thanks, Alan, for that plug. I didn't expect to be able to try to hawk this thing on
you. No problem. Now get away from the microphone.
Okay.
Tonight at Maxwell's, folks, Ronnie Dawson, the Blonde Bomber. That was the best rock and roll shows I saw last year when the Hank Ballard, the Midnighters, and Ronnie Dawson. If you missed the Midnighters, this is your chance to salvage your year rock and roll pertaining to speaking.
Wait, real quick.
But if you can't get out to Hoboken, Sammy Price is at playing piano at a little bar on 2nd Avenue called Telephone. Irma Thomas at the Lone Star, that'll be jam-packed. Albert King at the Village Gate. Lazy Lester Thursday at the Lone Star.
I got one, hon.
You got one, why?
Yeah, a good... If you have a time machine, go back to Thursday night and go see the A-Bones at the Pyramid. It's a really good show.
Yeah, just watch how much you drink if you have to work the next day. I may
but if Sherman and Peabody are around, get him to set the Wayback Machine to Thursday night. May whatever, 1988.
That's a really good idea, Dale. I'm glad you interrupted me to say that. Anyway, folks, we got a few minutes left. We got a little about a half an hour. We'll go right into our semi blues hangover mode, and then we'll bring Ronnie Dawson back. This is WFMU East Orange. This is Fats Domino.
Mm-hmm.
on. I heard about the way you overdo your party. Don't you lie to me. Oh, don't you lie to me. Because it makes me mad how evil as a man can be. There was two kind of people I just can't stand. And as a lying woman and a leaping man, oh, don't you lie to me. Oh, don't you lie to me. Because it makes me mad and I'll get evil as a man can be. Come home, but mama, please don't let me get you. Do me wrong, oh, don't you lie to me. Oh, don't you lie to me. Because you make me mad, and I'll get evil as a man can be. You're loving it, ma. Give you mind you, but don't you lie to me. Oh, don't you lie to me. Because it makes me mad. And I'll get evil as a man can be.
To do, get some Queen Bee barbecue. Hey, look here, man, why don't you pick me up some real but a hot pepper and some potato salad and bring me some Louisiana hot sauce and some white bread and one of them big red soda waters, all right? Hey, man, wait up. I just go with you. Say, man, look here. Let's take your car, right? I'm a little low on gas. And say, man, how about you loan me five so I can get some of that fine Queen Bee barbecue?
Yes. One, two, three.
That sure is some fine barbecue. I don't need lots of barbecue places now. Let me tell you about it. But Queen Bee is the best barbecue there.
Barbecue?
Oh, it's so good.
Jesse James and Frank James, Billy the Kid and all the rest. Suppose there's been some bad cats out there in the West. But if those cats could have dug me and my little bandit weed, they would have hung up their guns and made it to their graves. Cause I'm a little bandit. I used to jump on my white horse Cadillac and ride across the borderline. I'd rope 55 girls and kiss them all at the same time. I'd take 35 or 40 and load them all on a freight. That was $1 million reward for me in each and every state. The sheriff says, your name, Love Bandit Jones. And I said in a very deep voice, yes, brother sheriff, and that's your chick on the back of my horse, cause I'm a love bandit. White Earth, Matt Dillon, and Cheyenne, if they'd have seen me coming, they'd have all ran. They say I'm the baddest bandit they ever saw. I'd steal a girl for any of them control. With the girl in my arms, I'd make my flight in 50. 15 seconds, brother, I'm out of sight. If you want your girl, keep her by your side. If she flags my white horse, I'll sure let her ride, cause I'm a love bandit.
Baby, don't you need some guiding? Why, baby, baby, don't you need some guiding? Cause I'm a love stealing daddy, gonna steal your husband. Cause I'm a love stealing daddy, gonna steal your husband. Cause I'm a love stealing daddy, gonna steal your husband.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
Time. Oh, don't you know, it's party time. Come on with me, can't you feel just about ball time? All right, baby. All right. Hey, hey, hey. Well, come on. Jumping on everything that spends some cash. Oh, don't you know, oh, it's party time. Oh, don't you know, no, no, it's party time. Oh, come on with me, hey, to see you just about time. I got it done.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep, it's the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange with Ronnie Dawson, the Blonde Bomber, and Party Time. We heard the Cadets and Love Bandit, Fats Domino, and Don't Lie to Me. And Ronnie's, they got to go off the sound check, but like this, that's from the new LP out next month.
Yeah, right. In the next month, in the next couple of months, anyway.
And that's on. Oh, now we got Echo and Chickens. Okay. Confusing myself here. And that's that'll be out One Hit Records, about a month. And those of you who've been taping the show, you already have the whole thing, just about. Not really. And see, Barney is screwed up. You just lost all the sales from the cassette market. You gonna put it out on CD?
CD, oh sure, yeah.
CD,
yeah, oh sure.
Compact cassette, everything, whatever format you prefer.
Cash on delivery,
right? They'll press it up special for you on CD if you pay enough money for it. Well, Ronnie will be at Maxwell's tonight in Hoboken. Highly recommended thing to do, and pertaining to what we know as rock and roll music. And so head down there. If the Hound will be there, you can buy me a drink, as somebody just called and said they would. And I'd like to also thank Tim Warren for coming down, and Barney, two noted record moguls, giants in the industry. Were you guys at the Atlantic Records 40th birthday party?
I wouldn't have missed it.
Wouldn't have missed it? Did you saw the Led Zeppelin reunion and all that?
Hell yeah.
Well, you know my feelings towards that. Anyway. We should, we got a few minutes left. We should get back to some more music. Thanks for coming down, guys, and be there at Maxwell's tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Ham.
Queen Bee barbecue ad? I think that's what's cued.
Hurry, wait a minute. Say, man, is something brand new at Queen Bee Barbecue. Now, Queen Bee got the drive-through window. Yeah, say, baby, give me some of that barbecue chicken. Give me one wang and a short thigh. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Would you like
some pie? Yeah. Pie? Say, girl, what's the matter with you? Give me some pig skin. Do you got pig skin?
Yes, we do. We have pig skin.
Yeah, well, look here. Give me some pig skin, baby, all right?
Would that be
all,
honey?
Uh-huh. Say, wait a minute. How much is that?
That's $1.84.
Uh-huh. Well, wait just a minute, baby. Yeah, give me a small red soda water with that, all right? And be sure to put some extra napkins in a stack, all right, baby?
Yes,
give me some extra salt, too.
Would you mind, please?
Brand new at Queen Bee. And it's waiting for you. Drive through and see. And enjoy Queen Bee barbecue. So good. That's right. Now you can get that fine tasting barbecue whenever you take the mind to. Say, man, we flipped that little game just in time.
Joe, dear.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Boo, I think the police saw her, man.
Say, man, I was running them hot, weren't I?
Joe.
Yeah, man. Say, did you count your bread yet, man?
Joe, dear. Say, man, where we headed?
Say, man, we finna go over to Queen Bee Barbecue and eat about 50 pound of rib, man. Can you dig it?
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Say, man, turn the jam up for me.
May I take your order, please?
Yeah, baby, look here. I need 6 order of rib, 2 quarter potato salad, 4 pepper, peanut roundup, and 1 moon pie, baby. And bring it all fair because I am one hungry man. Look out now. Say, man. Say, do you hear what I hear, man?
Hey, baby, man. Can you hear that out there? We're in a real fast, big hurry.
Man, how'd a dude know where we were, man?
When a man needs barbecue after 3, ain't but one place to go, and that's Queen Bee.
Now everybody know Queen Bee never close. Mmm, so good.
Vulgarity of the rock and roll music is obviously a means by which the white man and his children can be driven to the level with the niggers.
Don't watch no more, you run my life. How do you call me straight and stripe? Won't do you no good to sit and pout.
Walk down the street, knock me out.
He said, I got a stomachache. Hey! jerk, the twist, and all them things like that. Now we got it right now, baby, hear me? Cause I got the stomach, you hear me? And when I say I got it, I want you to do one thing. Get it after you got the jerk. Are you ready?
I'm writing this letter, knowing that you ain't ever read it. But each time I write you, darling, I pen what lips can't say. Because I love you, although you're so far away. My words carry meaning that love alone can't tell. And always hope and wish you well. Oh, my darling, please hear my plea. Please. Darling, what is there worse on this earth than to be unable to stop loving you, knowing well that I should? To me, a blank day, to me, a blank night, and to kiss and love, and then have to fight. Oh, my darling, let me whisper sweet words of his mortality, and discuss the properties of love, and put them together, and what have you had? Matrimony. Oh, my child, please hear my plea. Really do, but your jazz won't be
what you like to hear.
Mama, mama, do you want to rumble with me?
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
Well, we gonna rock, gonna rock and roll tonight.
I like that.
We're gonna rock.
Yeah, this is the Hound, WFMU. East Orange. That rather lengthy little set there, we heard Jerry McCain with Trying to Please, Junior Wells and Stomachache. The Medallions with the Letter, Don and Dewey, Just a Little Lovin', Escarita, Hole in My Heart, Dr. Russ with Cat Squirrel, Buster Brown with Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby. Anyway, where did that thing go?
Meanwhile,
that's what was supposed to happen about 5 minutes ago. Anyway, I'd like to thank Ronnie Dawson for coming down. He'll be at Maxwell's tonight. Dale, the road manager, Tim and Barney, who got Ronnie here and back. Until next week, folks. Don't worry, nothing's going to be okay anyhow.
And I'm rolling, and I'm rolling, and I'm rolling through this unfriendly world. And I'm rolling, and I'm rolling through this unfriendly world. Oh, Lord, and I'm rolling, and I'm rolling.
Yes, I am.
I'm rolling through the sun.